Hanukkah is about miracles, light in the darkness, victory in the face of impossible odds, Jewish survival at a time when Jewish practice was a capital crime. I was born during Hanukkah, but I didn't know that until I was an adult. That I was born at all is kind of a miracle, and that's true for all of us. It's also a miracle that I'm up here telling a Hanukkah story, because I came into this world as sort of a lost tribe of one. My dad was Jewish, my mom is not, and organized religion did not figure into my upbringing, except as an occasional whipping boy. Like, Daddy, what's an opiate of the masses? My mom sometimes called me the wandering half-Jew. Maybe because I was kind of spacey. Maybe because I went back and forth between my parents' houses. Maybe those things were related. My dad would sometimes look at me and say, "You look so Jewish," which was a very complicated message that seemed to contain a question that I didn't have an answer for, and was particularly puzzling because I looked just like my dad. Jews and Judaism are many things: a family, a shared history, a value system, and a knowledge community, among other things. And I grew up mostly on the outside of most of that. The Jewish I knew was the Bagels and Lox plus Holocaust version. Woody Allen, Anne Frank, Schlemiel Schlemazel. I didn't know when it was a Jewish holiday, typically. And if I did, I didn't know what that holiday was about. I didn't think about which kids in my class were Jewish. And I had no exposure to Torah. I knew I was Jewish enough for Hitler, but not Jewish according to Jewish law. I didn't hear any of the stories in the Torah, the Jewish Bible. I'm pretty sure I got all the way through college without realizing that the Joseph who was married to Mary and the Joseph with the colorful coat that he got from his father were not the same person. Not the same guy. I was neither here nor there. Nisht hin or nisht her, as they say in Yiddish. Knowing that Jewish wasn't mine, I kind of skirted opportunities to be involved with that. It was almost kind of, it was off limits for me. But at the same time, I was called upon not infrequently, and sometimes by people close to me, to distinguish myself from those other Jews with the undesirable characteristics. It wasn't until I was all the way through school that I found myself in a pretty dark place, a place of real need, and had my first real encounter with Judaism and discovered that it was not what I thought. It was not just Bette Midler and matzo balls. I learned that Judaism has these beautiful core values like generosity and respect and modesty and honesty and admitting when you make a mistake and trying to rectify it. And not only does it have those values, but it has very clear, worked out guidance for how to fulfill them. And I also had my first encounter with the stories in the Torah, including the story of Joseph, who was thrown in a pit and sold into slavery by his own brothers, and later was able to say to them, "It's okay. You meant it for ill, but God meant it for good." And that was what I needed. And eventually I converted and became observant, which is a much longer story for another time. But as I've traveled down this path, certain moments from the earlier part of my life have come back and appeared in a different light. Kind of like I went from just looking Jewish to seeing Jewish. And one of those moments was in my 10th grade year in December, in a dark, cold corner of Connecticut, some Jewish kids invited me to light the menorah with them. And I'm sure I said, "I don't know, I'm just half Jewish, and I don't really do that kind of thing." But they were cool about it, and they overcame my reluctance, and I found myself in the apartment of some kind faculty member who had let our little group light for all 8 nights of Hanukkah. And as I recall, the teacher wasn't there. It was just our tiny band, me and Abby Kotler and Ben Rotenstrike and Andy Friedman. And my friends taught me to make the blessings and light the candles. And I don't really remember if they told me about the story of Hanukkah, the oil that was only enough to last for a day but lasted for 8, and the military stuff. And I'm sure that no one mentioned that when you see the lights of the menorah, you're catching a glimpse of the light of creation that was hidden away when we left the Garden of Eden. But I could see for myself that the light was beautiful in a special way, more beautiful each night as we added a candle. And I could feel that what we were doing was ancient and familial and holy. And I think I understood that even though we were just there on our own, which was kind of cool in itself, kind of unusual at boarding school, doing this thing that we weren't being graded on or whatever, we were also not completely on our own, because the thing we were doing was following a pattern that had been set with intention for us to follow a very long time ago, and that in following it, we were being folded into this thing that was much, much bigger than ourselves, and it was lifting us up and carrying us. And that's my story. Thank you.